Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about small business owners and how they think. There's a song that was written and sung by the legendary Paul Simon in 1975, and I've heard it a zillion times, and it's every time I listen to it over the last few decades, it makes me think about what makes small business owners different. And the title of the song is Still Crazy After All These Years. That's the name of the album too, as I remember. Still Crazy After All These Years. That's what I think about when I think about small business owners. Small businesses they look at the world in a crazy way. They look at it, it's a crazy way that small business owners look at the world. Entrepreneurs think about challenges, imagine outcomes, appraise risk, project potential, and measure all of that against their resources and themselves differently than anyone else. And when they decide to move forward, like the poker player who pushes all his chips to the middle of the table, small business owners are all in against all odds. No one else in the marketplace does that. Still crazy after all these years. Mountains of ominous evidence should dissuade any sane person from starting a business these days. The U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, reports over half of all small businesses fail in the first 4 years. 4 years, not five, as it was 20 years ago. There are many reasons for this 20% increase in small firm mortality, but high on the list was the 2008 financial crisis, no question about that. That high finance meltdown resulted in millions of innocent and unsuspecting small businesses becoming collateral damage, including mine. And if you were in business in those days, no doubt yours. Those that survived experienced what I've termed the Main Street lost decade. We lost a decade on Main Street. Wall Street didn't lose a decade. They only lost like a year. But out here on Main Street, we had a lost decade. Today, even though the strength of the real economy is deep and wide, every Main Street business owner knows we're one credit default swap tsunami away from another Wall Street-induced economic meltdown. And yet, hundreds of thousands of new small ventures, are created every year. Still crazy after all these years. Entrepreneurs are constantly asked questions like, "No one's ever done that before. What makes you think you can?" Or, how are you going to create something from nothing? Or, how did you get that customer? Or this one, how'd you talk the bank into a loan? To which small business owners have one simple but classic response: "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." Still crazy after all these years. Owning a small business is often compared to other well-trodden professional paths that could have been taken by you. Like, "Why don't you get a real job?" Or, "Your brother's job has retirement and health care. Have you heard that one before?" Or, "How about this one? If you work for a corporation, you'd get bonuses and overtime." And, of course, you know, a government job comes with annual leave, sick days, and job security. But you know what, folks? Expecting a small business owner to consider a pedestrian professional path like any of those would be like asking an Olympic sprinter to compete in a 100-meter stroll. Still crazy after all these years. A new SBA report shows that the U.S. has over 30 million small business owners. One big reason for essentially a 15% increase in this sector over the past 20 years is a new category of startups. We talked about this in the last hour. An unprecedented number of baby boomers are retiring from their lifelong jobs, and instead of riding off into the sunset in their golf carts or taking up pickleball, they're starting small businesses. Baby boomers, 60s, maybe even 70-year-old, are starting small businesses, the first one of their lives. Unprecedented number of doing that. Still crazy after all these years. In the face of all these odds, planted in the ground with nowhere to hide, and operating in a rude marketplace that not only doesn't care if they succeed, but is indifferent to their very existence, America's small businesses create over half of the $21 trillion U.S. economy. Over half. In the aggregate, U.S. small businesses are the third largest economy on the planet. USA small business, the third largest economy on the planet. Think about that. They're responsible for over half, like 55% of all innovations, and 90% of American manufacturers, according to the National Association of Manufacturers, more than 90% of American manufacturers are small firms. And the import experts say that 93% of America's exporters are small firms. Small businesses also provide the direct livelihood for over 100 million Americans. And that's over 70 million weekly paychecks. Think about that. And they're the anchors. Small business owners are the anchors, the energy, and the heroes of every main street in America. What's crazy to everyone else sounds just about right to small business owners. Thank God, my friends. Thank God that what's crazy to everybody else is just about right for small business owners. Still crazy after all these years. You're welcome. And you know, you're not only Main Street heroes, my friends. You're my heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. I'll be right back. Bring him my pain, but if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.